Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Gila Shoshana. Bas Necha Gittel, Chai Rezel Bas Dina, Refuah Shleima, and for Eitan Yehuda Ben Debi, Refuah Shleima, and for Leah Esther, Bas Frimet, Lazara Shalakama, Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel, Baruch Batzlach Ocham Asei Yadav. We're basing this on the Rishimos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, of different drushes that he said, chidushim that he wrote over the years that he had in his notebooks that were published after his passing. We know that there are two types of edim. There is one type of aid that's called an aid kiyum, and they create the maisa. There's another type of aid called aid bearer, and this aid, these aidim are just mevarer what happened. They are just mevarer what happened. They don't create it. It happened halachically, whether they said so or not. But when we have a question as to whether it happened and we come to them, they're mevarer. Dugma ledavar, edei bearer, edim that are made that somebody gave a bikkurin to his friend or that someone killed someone else. They're not poel anything by the fact that they were there beis hamaisa. They are just mevarer that Ploni did this act. Ploni killed Almoni no matter what, whether they said so or not. But they are there to clarify and say that he did it. Ploni gave his friend a pikadon, he gave his friend an object to hold, whether they said so or not. If the person denies it and he says, I never received anything, the Edom are Mavara, what happened? So l'chora, gam be'edei kiddushin, afshalom shezeu inyanam, you can say that edei kiddushin are also like that, that they're just Mavara the kiddushin, but it's not true. As we've discussed in other shiurim, Edom are part of the inyan of the kiddushin. And just like in kiddushin, you need kesef for tabas, and the das of the isha and the isha, so too there needs to be Edom. That's part of the Maisa Kedushin. And with this, we can understand what we find, that Shvuas Ha'edus Da'oraisa, that if somebody is Chayev for Shvuas Ha'edus, that they swear that they don't know Eidus. Pturim psule Eidus midrabanan. If someone is pasul Eidus midrabanan, they're pater from Shavuos Eidus, from swearing that they don't know Eidus. Min haTorah, even if they're just psule Eidus, only midrabanan. Mashenken b'kiddushin, we paskin, Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simen Mem Beis Sif Hei, that if one is Mekadesh, Psulei Eidus Darabanan, we don't pass the Kedushin Daraisa. We say that she requires a get misafik. And Midaraisa, it's a good marriage, possibly. Because the only problem with the Eidus is that they were Pasul Midarabanan. So what's the difference between Shvuas Eidus B'Doraisa, where Psule Eidus D'Rabbanan are Pater, because they're not considered Eidim at all, and Kiddushin, where they are considered Eidim, and she needs to get a Safek. So as the Tzemach Tzedek, Tzarechi and Madi Elohe Iru, Mehadu Perik Shvuas Eidus D'Lam Rinan Eidechad B'inan B'inyan V'enin Ohegel Tzel B'Rein L'Hai Daf Misach B'Kuvi Shu Pasul Eidus Rak midurabanan duraisa kosher ladies in kozenu chayvel shvu seidus duraisa kem durabanan posel lehayid in kenachin aminei mahachi kem the posel ladies durabanan kem gam duraisa in zeidus. So he asks from the Gemara in Perek Shavuos Ha'edus, not the Lo Amrin in Eid Echad, but Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. It's a classic example of somebody publicly saying something very stupid. I was just making that. It should have said Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that there it says that Shavuos Ha'edus is only Noeg if one is Roy Lahayit, because even a Mesachik Bekuvia, somebody who plays with dice, was only Pasal Eidus the Rabbanon, and Midaraisi's Kashal Eidus, he still isn't considered an Eid. He's not Chayim and Shavuos Eidus Midaraisa. This is Midarabbanon, he's Pasal Lahayit. And if so, we should say the same thing about Kedushin. Why aren't Psule Eidus Darabbanan not considered Eidim Doraisa? And he answers that Shavuos Eidus is different, because even if he would have been made, it wouldn't have been worth anything. He was Pasul Eidus. He writes, Shiny Hasam Domar Korim Lo Yagi Du Perish Rashi Mashma Misha Gadosh Lo Melos Lo Bal Din. Says the Tzemach Tzedek that by Eidus we want to see if Tachlis before all the Eidus is going to be Moa. And it's not if they're Psul Eidus with the Rabban and therefore the Pater. But by Kedushin, since Be'etzem they are Eidim, Midaraisa, so therefore the Kedushin is not considered Kedushin. What's the explanation? Vazbar B'Zayesh Lomar, says the Rebbe, Dinei Psul Eidus the Rabban and Hainu Sham Rabban and Shleis Chashuim Eidusan. When we say someone's pasul eidus derabanan, we're just saying that we're not mischashiv with their eidus, but not that the person changed. The person doesn't become a chefta of a pasul eidus, just his eidus isn't accepted. The person doesn't change. Somebody becomes a karov by marriage, so now he's be'etzim a karov, he's been changed. A shenkein, if a person is Pasul Eidus de Rabbanan, it's just his Eidus that's Pasul. We just don't accept his Eidus, but he's still the same person. And therefore, B'Shvuas Eidus Shekolin Yonam Rak Beirur V'zeh Shalu Mehem Shuv Ein Nishar Klum V'ein Aleim Shem Eidus Klal. So therefore, B'Shvuas Eidus, who are just there to be Mevarer, and the rabbi said they can't be Mevarer, there's nothing left. They don't have a Shem Eidus at all. In other words, not only before their Haggad is nothing, moreover, they don't even have a Shem Eidus. Vainalem Shem Eidus Klal, it's not even a Shem Eidus, it's Gornish. Second, the rabbis say not to be Mischashi with their Eidus. Their Eidus is Taka nothing. Hashem came be Kedushin Shenochiyusam Poyeles Yatzmusam Lo Nishtan. Hashem came Kedushin that the Eidim being present is Paul the Maisa Kedushin, and their Atzmus wasn't changed. So the fact that they're there is Paul the Maisa Kedushin, even though they're Psulim Adrabanan. But since it's their very presence that creates the Kedushin, and their Etzem has a Mishtana, their Etzem the same person, the same people, so therefore even though they're Psul Eidus Midrabanan, Midaraisa, we're still Choshish for the Kedushin. Hashem came when it comes to Shavuos Eidus, that it's not Eidei Kiyum, that they're very being there, but it's Eidei Beirur, that they're just there to be Mevarer, and they can't be Mevarer, so they have nothing left, they have no Shem Eidus. And now we can also understand Drisha and Chakira Beidei Kedushin. The Ramayev and Ezesim and Mebeisif Dalit says you don't need Drisha and Chakira. The Beis Yosef said that that's the Asra of Poskim. The Tzemach Tzedek and Chuvis and Evan Ezesim and Sivkot and Chav Gimel Simen Kuf Chav Gimel is medayik, that the Rambam holds not like that, that you do need Jerisha v'chakira. However, we're missing the end of the tshuva there, so we don't really know what the conclusion of the Tzemach Tzedek is. So we can say the same reason, that Jerisha v'chakira has to be when the Eidus is on Kodem HaGemar Din. In other words, before there's the Psak Din, you have to do Jerisha and Chakira. To make sure that we're doing, we have to ask all the various questions. Where were you? What time? Etc. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin specifies. So you have to ask all the specific questions, because they make the Psak Din. Mashen Kain, when they're made, Shenigmar Dino Beveiz Din Ploni, when you're made that there was already a Gemara Din, there you don't need Jerisha and Chakira, even Bedinei Nefashas. The Rambam says, and the explanation is that Jerisha and Chakira has to create the Inyan, it has to create the Psak Din, but not to be Mevarer, meaning when there's already been a Gemara Din and now they're just coming to be Mevarer what the Gemara Din was, there Jerisha and Chakira is not necessary. So when they're creating the Psak Din, there you need Jerisha and Chakira. So based on this, it's beautiful Kiddushin, that the Etzem, the Edim, create the Kiddushin, B'Shas HaKiddushin. So afterwards, it's an additional thing. It's like they're being made, Shenigmar Dino Beveiz Din Ploni, and therefore it's not necessary to have Jerisha and Chakira, because already Geendik Dezach, it's already finished. So just like when there's already been a Gemara Din, the Edim can come and testify without Jerisha and Chakira that there already been a Gemara Din, even if it's in Dinei Nefashos where you normally do Jerisha and Chakira. So too when they're testifying that there was a Kiddushin, so already B'Shas Maisa, they already finished it. When they saw the Kiddushin, it was already done, because they're Edei Kiyum. So therefore, it's not necessary to do Jerisha and Chakira. That's the mahus of the Edei Kiddushin, that they create the Kiddushin. This is discussed by the Ragachavar in the Tshuvas in Simen Tes and Yud, and also look in the Likutei Sichas on page 188 and on in volume 19 with the footnotes and the sources. Kedai. So what's the Musar Haskil from all of this? The Navi says, Atem Edainu Mashem, Anochi, Anochi Havaya. Now those all Am Yisrael are Edim, that Anochi Havaya, that God is God. There are two Ophanim. There's Edei Beirer, that as long as B'nai Yisrael are made and Mamad Har Sinai, they're doing their job. They're good Edim. We have to be made that we stood at Har Sinai and there were 600,000 people there, 600,000 men, women and children, and that we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and that He commanded us in Torah and Mitzvahs. That's Edei Beirer. V'gam zein davar gadol hu. And that's also big. It's also big to be made on what happened. But legdulos mizeh notzer am Yisrael. But we were created for something even greater. What's greater? To be Edei Pe'ula. And this is Nirmaz in the Maimar Chazal, that if somebody's mispal on Erev Shabbos and he says Vayechuli, becomes a shutav like Rosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. That Yisrael b'maaseihem are not just mefarsim elokuso ba'olam, they are taking an active part. They're Edei Pe'ula, they're Edei Kiyum, they're doing it. And all of my separations, they're making the Gashmias a Chlila Locus. And the Musar Haskil B'chai Kol Echad Ve'echad, this one shita that a person should be Mistapik Pe'ulos of a Dalet Amis Shelo, that he's Misnag Al Pi Torah V'mitzvahs, and he's not active and what's outside of him. That's like Eidei Beir, where people see him, and he's mashpia, but it's b'derech memela. It's not he's not activating them actively. He just does his own thing. But that's not shitas hachasidus. Kol Yisrael, at least not Chabad Chasidus. Kol Yisrael arevim zebozeh. And the sisma of Chasidus is Avos Yisrael. That's their phrase. That's their flag. Avos Yisrael. To be active, to be poel on others. To be mamshich halokus ba'olam. And this is written in the Rebbe's younger years, but you see he already had inside of him this idea that that's what Chabad was going to do, to go out to the world, to try to change the world. You don't have to be a Chabadnik, you don't have to wear a yichi yarmulke to change the world, everybody. And there's also shaykh to a wedding, these Eidei Kiddushin, because the biggest wedding is a locus in the whole Bria. And we have to be made, we have to take a part in this Kedusha, not just to be Mevarer, the connection between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to make it, we have to make this world a kli for this Elokus, and tell everybody about it. And in this wedding, where the Rebbe was talking, HaRav HaChassid, Rav Simpson, Rav Eli Simpson, says that this couple is not going to be mistapik by midim and etzadu beirer. They're not just going to be Eidei beirer. What they saw in their parents' home, what their parents taught them, they're not just going to be mevarer, but they're going to spread it to the world. Askanas hafatzas haratorva mitzvahs. They're going to be Eidei peula, Eidei kiyum. They're going to make it happen. And they're going to build their house al yisodei haTorah v'mitzvos ad yavagol tzedek v'yotzeinu mehagalus b'gula amitis v'yolichenu l'artzeinu hakdosha tibana v'tikone b'mehera v'yameinu amen. Very, very beautiful drasha by the Rebbe Zatzal, and we should be zocher mir t'shem to be mekayim, to be edei peula in the world. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.